Nisechtus Baba Kama, Daf Ches, 10 lines on the bottom of Daf Zayin and Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and we saw on Daf Vav and Beis that the Braisa brought that the Pasuk states, Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karma Yishalim, and all agree that a Mazak has to pay Idyas, and the question is, what type of Meitav are we referring to? And Rabbi Shmuel explained, Meitav Sadeo Shel Nizik, U Meitav Karma Shel Nizik, we're referring to the best quality land of the Nizik. And as we saw, Rabbi Shmuel learns this from Xer Shava, that Nema Sad Lamatav and Nema And then Rabbi Kiva argued and he stated, and when the Mazik pays, he has to pay from his idiots. And as the Pasuk states, Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karma Yishalim, and we explained that the nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is in a case where Reuven was Mazik Shimon, and Reuven owes money to Shimon, and Reuven has multiple fields. He has fields which are class A fields, and he has fields which are class C fields, and Shimon only has class C fields, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that since Reuven has class C fields, which are equal in quality to class C fields that Shimon has, Reuven would only have to pay Shimon based on his class C fields, and he would not have to give him a class A field. However, since Rabbi Kiva holds with Shimon ben Mazik, therefore we look at Reuven's fields. Since Reuven has a class A field, so if Reuven decides to pay Shimon by using a Sada and not by using Kesef, then he would have to make his payment by using a class A field. And before we begin the Gemara, let's point out that although someone could have what's classified in the world as a class A field, however, certainly there could be a property which is better than the standard it is, what people in the world would classify and would grade as a class A field. And for example, if someone has a property in a specific location or of a great quality, that field may be better than a standard property that is considered it is, and we will call that a triple A quality or a triple A rated property. And our Gemara begins, Rab Shmuel Ba'Abba from Akrunya, he asked the following shayla from Ba'Abba, Kashayin Shaman, when they evaluate the field, B'Shaloyin Shaman, B'Shaloyin Shaman, do we say that we do a subjective valuation, and even if Reuven has a triple A rated property, he would have to pay based on his best property, and therefore he would have to pay his triple A rated property, or do we say that when referring to idias, Reuven has to pay what's considered idias in the world, and when defining the term idias, or defining the term Meitav Sadeo, he has an obligation to pay what is considered idias and what is considered in the world as idias, but not necessarily what is his best field, as if he would have a triple A rated property, he would not have to pay using that property. In this scenario, if Reuven would have grade A property, he would have to pay grade A property, and if Reuven only has triple A rated property or grade C property, he would only have to pay Shimon grade C property, even though that property is called Zabiris. Gemara continues, that certainly Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Abba tells Rabbi Abba, I'm not asking this question according to the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, because since Rabbi Shmuel holds that we're always going to evaluate based on the Nizik, and as we explained, that the Nizik's best property, which is his idyas, is a class C property, and the Mazik has class C property, then certainly the Mazik would only have to pay class C property, and he would not have to pay more than that. And as Rashi says, V'kivin d'shav yahachzi beris ke'idyas the Nizik, yav v'lemi zibaris, therefore Reuven could pay him from his zibaris. And Ayin entices that the Banan Amid, where he states that kivin d'yalf b'gzir shav d'sada sada, that since Rabbi Shmuel learns from the Xer Shava of Sada Sada that says Bia B'stei Acha and also says Meitav Sadeo or Meitav Karma Yishalim, and therefore we would always evaluate based on the idias of the Nizik. And Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Abba continues, Ki Debeilach, and where's my Shaila Alibid Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Amma B'Demazik Sheminon, and since Rabbi Kiva holds that when determining what is idias, we look at the Mazik and we don't look at the Nizik, so the Shaila is, My Meitav Sadeo Merachmana Lemute the Nizik, does Rabbi Kiva hold that when the Torah says Meitav Sadeo, it is only coming to teach us that you don't give based on the Meitav of the Nizik, and you have to look at the Mazik's fields and the idyas of the Mazik. However, when looking at the Mazik's fields, we just have to make sure that the Mazik is paying a field that is categorized as idyas, and therefore, as long as he has a Class A field, you'll be able to pay with that Class A field, because that is defined as idyas in the world, and that is the definition of idyas. And even if Reuven would have a AAA rated field, he would not have to pay with the AAA rated field, as Lemaisa, that is not the definition of idyas. And as we said the other day, that would potentially be called idyas idyas, and that is a higher quality than he's required to pay. And this sad is potentially meduyik in the Lashon Rabbi Kiva in the Braisa, where Rabbi Kiva stated, Loi bar kasav aligavis l'nezakim in idyas, and it sounds like Rabbi Kiva is bringing some sort of a kula, and the kula is that all you pay is based on the idyas d'alma, and you not pay based on his idyas, and even if Reuven has better fields and better quality fields, you wouldn't pay based on his field. And that's why Rabbi Kiva did not necessarily mimic the words of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva did not use the phrase a meitiv sedeo shomazik or meitiv kamish shomazik. Gemara continues. What do we say? Lemutu dal manami, that when the pasuk says meitiv sedeo meitiv kamish shalim, the pasuk is teaching you that you have to give your best quality field, and therefore, if Reuben has a grade A field and he also has a triple A rated field, he would have to pay based on the triple A rated field, as that is his best quality field. And the Torah is mechadish to us that the mazik has an obligation to pay from his best quality field and not just meitiv da alma. And the Gemara tells us, Amaleis, Rab Abba responded to Rav Shmuel ba Abba Makrunya, the Rachmana Omer meitiv sedeo. The Torah specifies that the mazik has to pay based on his best field, the at amri bishal elon hishamin, and therefore how can you have a havamina that you pay based on idis da alma? And certainly Reuben would have to pay based on his best quality. And as Rashi says, meitiv sedeo am Rachmana does lina basa rati today, v'yavlim idis arate, v'loishamina bishal elon. And Mepharshim bring various examples as to how we could even have an afkmina according to Rabbi Shmuel. And for example, if the Nizik owns triple A rated property and the Mazik also owns triple A rated property, the question would be, would the Mazik have to pay that triple A property? Or would we say that since the Mazik also has grade A property, the maximum amount and the maximum quality that the Mazik would ever have to pay would be grade A quality? And there are other scenarios where there could be an afkmina in Rabbi Shmuel and Ayin Rishonim, and some want to say that there potentially could be a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis regarding this matter. And the Gemara continues, Isfei will ask a question on the psak that Rabbi Abba just mentioned. Before we continue, let's point out that we know b'negei nezakin yugoyvim idis, b'negei b'achayv yugoyvim benis, as although midiraisa you should only be goyva from ziburis, but shalai tinol delz b'fnei lovin, the chacham made a takana that b'achayv is goyvim benis, and when a woman comes to collect haksuba, she will be goyva from ziburis. And as Rashi tells us over here, based on the Gemara Masechtas Gittin, the yosim ish writes elisa, isha writes lenase, and therefore there's no svara shalai tinol delz b'fnei lovin b'negei a woman, and a woman will get married even though she will only receive a ksuba from Zibaris. Rabbi Abba just taught us that we always look at the best quality field of the mazik. When defining and grading fields, we don't look at bishal olam, and we look at a person's personal fields. And our ratings are based on a subjective rating. And the Gemara now will bring a brisa, and the brisa is discussing a case. Reuven owes someone money because he was mazik them. He also owes someone money because he borrowed money from them, and he's a bal chayiv. And he also owes money to a woman based on a ksuba shisha. The brisa tells us ein loy el idias, if Reuven only has fields of idias and they are enough to pay off all of his bali chayiv, then kul goyvim in idias, then all of them certainly would be able to be goyvim in idias, and Reuven would not be able to tell them that you have to wait until I get bainis or until I get zibaris. And the shita mekubetzas brings down that if Reuven decides to go and sell idias, replace it with bainis or with zibaris in order to pay the lender or to pay for his ksuba, that would be considered midistayim, and therefore with koyfin I say I'll be midistayim. In addition, the rishonim say another nafkamina would be that since you have to pay from idias, therefore all three parties would be considered on the same level. And for example, if there's not enough money to pay all of them, then the nizik doesn't have kadima over the malva or over the isha. And let's quickly point out that l'chira, even from these words itself, we should have a raya against the shita of Rabbi Abba, because Rabbi Abba said that we're always going to shatz up based on his best quality and not based on what the world considers the best quality and what the world categorizes as class A, class B, and class C properties. The Brisa just mentioned ein lo ela idias, that Reuven only had idias, and in a moment the Brisa will talk about a case where Reuven only had bainis, and then the Brisa will talk about a case where Reuven only had zibarius. And l'chira, if Reuven only had one type of field, and if we hold bishaloi hein shaman, then l'chira, the categorization of a person's field is a subjective categorization, and l'chira, the only way to actually qualify something is only when comparing one over the other. And for example, if someone has two different types of fields, then you can say that this field is his idias, and this field is his zibarius. By the fact that the Gemara calls us idias and bainis and zibarius, so it's seen that's bishalaylum hishaman, and therefore l'chira should be a raya against Rabbi Abba, that we see that it's an objective value, and that's why that even though Reuven only had one type of quality field, we still call it idias or bainis or zibarius, because it's based on what's considered class A, class B, and class C fields in the world. And l'maisa, Gemara will not ask this question and will not bring a proof from this point. And the Mepharshim explain, because when the Gemara uses the term of idias, bainis, and zibarius, it's not necessarily referring to his idias, bainis, and zibarius. And over here, we're just giving you a classification in order for someone to understand what type of field this person has, but it's not trying to define something based on halachic status and based on any halachic nafkamina, and therefore you can't bring a raya from these terms. And the Brisa continues that similarly, bainis, if Reuven only has fields that are bainis, kulam goyvim bainis, then they would all collect from bainis. Zibarius, if Reuven only has fields which are zibarius, kulam goyvim zibarius, then the nizik, the malva, as well as the isha, would collect collect from Zubairus. The Raisa continues, Hoylo Idis Ubainus Vizubairus. If Reuven has best fields and he has middle fields as well as low quality fields, Nizakan Idis, then Reuven would have to pay the Nizak by using Idis, Bachoyb Ubainus, and even if he has more Idis, he would have to pay the Bachoyb only from his fields, which are Bainus and Class B properties, Uksubis Isha Vizubairus, and then even if he has more Idis and more Bainus, he would still only have to pay Ksuz Isha from his Class C fields and not from anything better. And of course, all these dinim until this point are very pashut. The Braisa continues, Idis Ubainus, if Reuven owns fields which are Class A properties and Class B properties, Nizakim Idis, then certainly Reuven would have to pay the Nizik based on his Class A properties, and Bachoyb Uksubis Isha Ubainus, and Reuven would have to pay the Malva as well as his wife from his Class B fields. This din also seems quite pashut, and the Gemara's focus and the Gemara's question on Rab Abba will be from the next case, as the Braisa continues, Bainus Viziburis, if Reuven owns Class B fields and he also owns Class C fields, Nizakim Bachoyb Ubainus, then the Mazik would have to pay to the Nizik, and he would also have to pay to the Malva from his Class B fields, and Exubis Isha Bizbarius, and he would only have to pay his wife from Zibarius and not from Bainus. And the Braisa continues on Dafchesa Manalv, and the Braisa tells us in the last case, Idis Vizibarius, if Reuven owns Idis and Zibarius, then Nizakim Idis, or Bachoyb Exubis Isha Bizbarius, and Reuven would have to pay the Nizik from Idis, and then the Malva and his wife would collect from Zibarius. And the Gemara now asks its question, Rab Abba, Tani Mia Mitzia, we saw the middle case of the Braisa, Bainus Vizibarius, Nizakim Bachoyb Bainus, then the case where Reuven owns Bainus and Zibarius, then he pays the Nizik, and he also pays the Malva from Bainus, Uksubis Isha Bizbarius, and he pays his wife for Zibarius. And the Gemara asks, V'am B'shalayin Shamim, and L'chayr, if the concept of Bain Mazik is subjective quality, and we have to look at his best quality, or his middle quality, then L'chayr, since in this case, Reuven only has two types of fields, and two different grades of field, so then certainly, the field that we're calling Bainus, even though it may be a Class B field, but this is his best field, and therefore, it should be categorized as Idis. And as the Gemara states, Tasa Bainus Shaloika Idis, this Class B field that he owns, although certainly on an objective basis, it's Class B field, however, on a subjective basis, since it's Reuven's best field, therefore, it should be considered Idis on a subjective basis, V'yitcha Bachoyb Itzel Zibarius, and therefore, Reuven should only have to pay the Nizik from his best field, and then the Bachoyb, as well as the Isha, should only take from Zibarius, and why would it that the Malva should be able to collect from what we're calling Bainus and what is called Class B field, if Lemaisa, this field is not the Bainus of Reuven, and it's only Bainus the Alma. And the Gemara answers, Hachamayaskin and Kagain Shahisla Idisun Macha, that the Bryce is talking about a very specific case, that at the time that Reuven borrowed this money from the Malva, he actually had three different quality fields. Therefore, even though it's Bishalayin Shaman, and we will categorize this field based on a subjective quality, however, since he had three fields, therefore, the best field that he has was his Idis, the middle field was his Bainus, and the worst field was his Zibarius, and the Malva therefore was saying Mechdas that he'll be able to collect from his Bainus, and then Reuven went and sold the Idis, and therefore even though at this point Reuven only has two fields, however the Bachoyv could still be Goyver from that field which was originally considered Reuven's Bainus. And the Gemara continues, V'chein Rav Chista Kagoyin Shahisla Idis Umachra, Rav Chista also explained this Braisa that's talking about a case where Reuven originally had Idis at the time they took the loan out from the Malva, and then he sold that Idis. The Gemara now continues and will bring a Raya to this idea as Hachi Nami Mistavra, as it must be, this is the case, as Minutani Achriti, and since we have another Braisa that discusses what seems to be the same exact case as the Braisa that we just had, and in that case, the Braisa says a different psak, as the Braisa tells us, Bainus Vizibarius, in the same case as our previous Braisa, where Reuven had Bainus and Zibarius, and the Braisa over here tells us a different psak, and it tells us, Nizakim and Bainus, then Reuven would pay the Nizik based on Bainus, and Bachoyv and Ksubis Isha be Zibarius, and the Bachoyv and Ksubis Isha will be Zibarius, and beforehand we said the Bachoyv will also get Bainus, and why would it say over here that the Bachoyv will only get Zibarius? So Kasha and Adadi, there's a steer between the two prices, and alav, it must be, Shema Mina, Kancha Hisla Idis Machra, Kancha Hisla Idis Machra. In our price, we're talking about a case where the time that Reuven took out the loan from the Malva, Reuven had Idis, and therefore the Bainus was considered already Meshubid to the Bachoyv, and that's why, even though he went and sold the Idis, he still has to pay in Bainus. However, in this price, we're talking about a scenario where even at the time that Reuven took out the loan for the Malva, Reuven only had two qualities of field, and therefore, even though he had Bainus and Zibarius, but that was only Bainus to Alma, and it wasn't his Bainus, and therefore, it was considered his Idis. Therefore, the Malva never had any right to that Bainus, and he only had right to Zibarius, and that's why, at the time that Reuven comes to pay the Malva, he would pay him from Zibarius. The Gemara continued, V'Bayisema, or you could say, or some are engaged towards V'Bayisema, and the Gemara really is saying, Loi, that you don't have a Raya from the second Braisa, we really hold B'Shaloi and Shaman, as it could be that Idi V'Idi, Shaloi Hisla Idis, Shitas Umachra, then both the first Brisa and the second Brisa is not talking about a case where Reuven had three fields at any point, and even at the time that Reuven took out the loan from the Malva, he only had two quality fields. And even so, V'loy Kasha, that although you will ask me in the first Brisa we paskin, when Reuven had Benis and Beris, then Zakin Ubal Chayu Benis, Xubis Ishubis Beris, and the second Brisa we paskin, that when you have Benis and Beris, then only the Zakin is Benis, but the Bachayu Xubis Isha is Bezaberis. And the reason is because everyone agrees that Bishal Elam Hin Shaman, and when defining the quality of lands, we have to do it based on an objective basis and not based on a subjective basis. And the Gemara explains, Hadashav Bainus Shaloi Kitnit Salma. Certainly, in both prices, we're talking about a case where Reuven actually had triple A rated quacker as well, and therefore he did have three fields, just he didn't have what was defined as Idis Da'ama, and he had something which was even better than that. And therefore, when categorizing Reuven's field on a subjective basis, we still define his middle quality field as his Bainus. We categorize his lowest quality field as the Beris. The Lemaisa, on an objective basis, his middle quality field was really Class A property and was really Idis Da'ama. That is why the second Brisa tells us that the Nizakin would be Bainus, meaning that the Mazik would have to pay the Nizik from his Bainus, which is Class A property. And of course, this is because Bishal Olam Hein Shamin, we categorize his field on an objective basis. And that is also why the Malva can't collect from the Bainus, as although it's Reuven's Bainus, but the Maisa, it's considered Idis Da'ama. And therefore, certainly a Bachoyev would not collect from Idis. And that's why he would collect from Reuven Zeberis, which is either Bainus Da'ama or Zeberis Da'ama. And the Gemara continues and explains the first Brisa, the Kandle Shavu Bainus Shaloi Kitnis Da'ama. The first Brisa, although once again the Brisa stated that Reuven only had Bainus and Zeberis, but really Reuven had a third field, but that was a triple A rated property, and that was Idis to Idis. The field that we defined the Brisa as Bainus was actual Bainus, and it wasn't as Choshev, and it wasn't as good quality as a Class A field, and it was really a Class B field. And that is why in the first Brisa, the Brisa Paskin, that the Nezakin Ubachai Bebainus, that Reuven would have to pay the Mazik from Bainus, as even though Reuven has a better quality field, since that is a triple A rated field, therefore that's considered Idis to Idis, and certainly the Nizik would not be able to collect from Idis to Idis, as at this point the Gemara is saying the Bishel Elam Hein Shaman. That's why the Nizik would have to collect from this field, even though based on objective value it's a Class B field. And similarly, the Malva would also collect from this middle field, as Lemaisa it's a Class B field, and since, as we stated, Bishel Elam Hein Shaman, and therefore certainly the Malva would collect from the Class B field, and then Ksubas Isha Bizbaris, the Ksubas Isha will be collected from the lowest quality, as Lemaisa, that is the din b'degei Ksubas Isha. And the Gemara continues, v'yibayis emo, or I could explain, idi v'idi, kagayin shayis b'ayin shalei k'ayin da'ama. Once again, we're going on a tzad, the Bishal Elam Hein Shaman, and when the Brisa states that Reuven had Bainus and Zeberis, although he didn't have a third field, although certainly Lagabi Reuven, it's not his middle quality field, but Lemaisa, it's Bainus da'ama, and therefore we call it Bainus based on it being Class B field, and based on an objective categorization. And once again, if this is the case, then why does the first Brisa state that in the case of Bainus and Zeberis, then Nizakin Bachayu Bainus, Ksubas Isha Bezaberis, and the second Brisa states that Bainus and Zeberis, Nizakin Bainus, or Bachayu Ksubas Isha Bezaberis. The Gemara answers, Bahacha Bahaplagi, and the Machlekis between the first Brisa and the second Brisa is as follows. Ma'asav B'shloi Hishamin, the second Brisa holds that we categorize fields based on a subjective value, and therefore, although it's Bainus, and although it's a Class B field, but Lemaisa, since it's Reuven's best field, Reuven has to pay a Nizik from this best field, as that is Reuven's Idis. However, when the Malva comes to collect, Reuven doesn't have to give him from this field because this is his Idis, and Reuven only has to pay a Balchayv from Bainus. And that's why the Brisa tells us that the Balchayv, as well as Ksubas Isha, would be paid from the lowest quality field and from the Zeberis. And keep in mind that L'chir, according to this Teretz, that when we said that they'll feed the second Brisa, that B'shalei and Shaman, L'chir would have to say that Reuven actually owns three fields, and he has a top quality field, which was Idis to Idis, and was a triple A rated field, as otherwise, why would the Brisa categorize it as a Bainus and Zeberis if Lemaisa were looking at Reuven and we're looking at this on a subjective basis and he only has two fields? And the Gemara continues, Ravina Amar, Ravina gives us a much simpler teretz that Bede Ula Pligi, that the two Brises are Chaylik on the din of Ula, the Amar Ula, because Ula taught us, the Vatariya Bachay Bezeberis, they're really Midiraisa. A Malva should always collect from Zeberis, Shinem, as the Pasuk states, when a Malva comes to collect from a Leiva, Bachutz Tamid, Vaisha Shatanishabai, Yoitzi Lecha, the buyer will bring what he owes you to the outside. And the Maisa, since the Torah tells us that the Loiva will bring out the Mashkin and he'll bring out his payment to outside to the Malva, so it seems that the Loiva has the decision and he has the capacity to decide what to give to the Malva. And Ma Daka Shel Adam Hoitzel Chutz, if that is the case, then what is the Derech for the Loiva to bring outside? Pachashabakalim, certainly he'll bring out out the most inferior of his kelim, as why would he want to give his best kelim? And Matama Umru Bechoy Bebenis, and Ula stated that what is the reason that Rabbanan were Mesakin and made a Tikkun Olam that a Bechoy should collect Bebenis, Kadesh Lechitin Lelz Bebenis Lobin, was stated in order to make it easier for a borrower to borrow money, as if he would only be paying back with his Bebenis, then people will not want to lend him money, and therefore the Chacham said that although Midraisa, all you have to pay is Bebenis, but Midrabbanan, we said that the Bechoy should pay Bebenis. Therefore, Gemara tells us that really it's irrelevant if we say Bishal Elohim Shaman or Bishal Elohim Shaman, as the brises would not be a stira, because Ma Islay Takanta Dullah, the reason why our first brises stated where it's Benis and Zabarius, then the Zakar Bachoy Bebenis, is because that brisa holds like the corner that the Ula brings down from the Chachamim, and Min Rabbanon a Bachoyv collects from Benis, and that's why the Bachoyv collects from Benis, Uma Leslay Takanta Dullah, and the second brisa does not hold the Takana Dullah, and he left the din based on a din Torah that Vatar Bachoyv Bezabarius, and that is why the second brisa told us that the Zakar Bebenis and Bachoyv Xubis Isha Bezabarius, and the Bachoyv certainly will not be able to collect from Benis, because Lemaisa, there is no Takon Rabbanon that he should collect from Benis, and we left it under Atreyer that he collects from Zabarius. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, Machron Le'echad, Oigli Shleisha B'nei Adam Ke'echad, if Ruvain has a Chiv to pay for Nizakin, as well as Ksubas Isha and a Balchayiv, and he has Idis and Benis and Zabarius, and then Ruvain went and sold all the fields either to one person on one day, or to three separate people at the same day, Kul Niklasu Tachas Abaylam, then all of them would be considered as replacement for the original owner, and the Nizak will be able to collect from Shimon who bought the Idis, and the Balchayiv will be able to collect from Levi who bought Benis, and Reuven's wife will be able to collect the Ksuba from Yehuda who bought the Zabarius, and it's irrelevant as to the order of the sales, as Lemaisa they bought it on the same day. Hayes points out, although we know that Nizakin is considered like a Milva Peh, and Milva Peh is like Gargum Mishabdi, and Lemaisa at this point, since Reuven sold it to Shimon, so her, how could it be that the Nizak will be able to collect from the Idis? And Hayes says, V'yishleimet, sh'am b'din, k'mu b'shtad damya, as over here we're talking about a scenario where the Nizak was already on the b'din, and therefore it's still considered like a Milva B'shtar. Inami Tais says, Milva Ksu B'Torah, K'ksu B'Shtar Damyo, and therefore Yechayib, even from Mishubadim. The Brisa continues, B'zeh Chazeh, however, if Reuven sold these fields to Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and he sold it to them on different days, then Kulim, Gavim, and Achron, then anyone that he owes money to will have to collect from the last one who bought the field, and even if Yehuda, who bought the field from Reuven last, bought Zabarius, Nizik and the Malva would only be able to collect from Zabarius, and they couldn't taina that we were owed Idis or Benis. And Rashi explains, because Shimon and Levi could tell the Baal Chayiv and could tell the Nizik, Hanachti Lecha Mokim Ligvisimenu, we left you a place to collect from, as when we bought this from Reuven, he still had fields which were not Mishubadim, and he had Bnei Chayirin, as the Mishnah Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Mem Chesam and Beis teach us, Ein Nifram and Chasam Mishubadim, and Mokim Sheish Bnei Chayirin, Vafil Lehin Zabarius. Therefore, as Rashi says, Vafil Pid Hadi Zavne, Basa Basra Zlinon, Lemaisa, even though Reuven eventually sold the Zabarius as well, you still go based on the last sale, and you don't look at any previous sales, since they were done on different days. In order to understand this better, if when Reuven sold his Idis, he still had Benis and Zabarius, so if on that day the Nizik would go over to Shimon and try to collect the Idis, Shimon would say to him, you can't collect from me because Reuven still has Benis and Zabarius, and go and collect your Chayiv from the Benis or from Zabarius. And the Brisa continues, Ein Loi Goyv Mishal Fanav, Ein Loi Goyv Mishal Fein Fanav. If either the Nizik or the Malvo or the wife go and try to collect from these Nechasim, at that point the one who bought last does not have those assets any longer, and he doesn't have enough money, or the value is not there, and certainly at this point they could go to the person who bought the second to last field, and they could now go to Levi, and they say to Levi that you owe us the money, and Levi can't push them off. Certainly once the third field is depleted, then certainly there's a right for the Nizik or the Malva or the wife to go to collect from the second field, as there's a Shibud on the second field as well. And of course the same thing would be once they deplete the second field as well, and once Levi already gave over the entire field to either the Malva or to the Nizik or to the wife, certainly if someone still has a claim against Reuven, they'll be able to go to Shimon and collect from the field that Shimon bought. Gemara continues and discusses the first case of the Braisa, where the Braisa stated, Machron le'echad oy l'shleish b'nei adam ke'echad kul l'nichdesu tachas abaylim, and the Gemara asks, Machron le'echad ha'chidami, what is the case where Reuven sold all three fields to one person, ilayin bas achas, if he sold him on one day and in one shtar, hashtel l'shleish deklamei mechad b'nei al-kadim amr kul l'nichdesu tachas abaylim. So certainly, since the Braisa stated that if he sold it to three separate people, and certainly over there we may have a hamina, we should look at who took precedence and who was the last sale, and that's the person that should have the responsibility and should have the shibud, and the other one shouldn't. And even so, we say that since they all bought it on one day, therefore they are all nichlasu tachas abaylim, and they are replacement for the owner, and the nizik will collect from the idis, and the malva will collect from Beinus and the Isha will collect from the Zabiris. And even though the Chayra, that is worse for the first and the second person who bought, we still don't look at the order to sale. So Machal Echad Mibayi, then certainly if you sold all three lands to one person and he's the person that bought all three, then certainly we should not make a chug between when he bought it. There's no Chiddush and Brisa teaching us that in that case, that Shimon will be Nichnas Tachas HaBailim. The Gemara therefore tries and says, El Pshita B'zeh Chazeh, so it must be that Reuven actually sold the fields to Shimon on three separate days. Therefore, there's a Chiddush that although he sold him on three separate days, they still Nichnas Tachas HaBailim. Even if he bought the Idis first, the Nizik could still go and collect Idis from him. Even at this point in the Gemara understood that if three people would buy these fields from Reuven and they would have bought it on three separate days, then certainly the din would not be that Kulu Nichnas Tachas HaBailim, and it's a special Chiddush between a one person that even though he bought it on three separate days, that he would be Nichnasu Achabailim. And the Gemara therefore asks, Umaisha Shlesha, why is it Benegea three separate people that bought these fields for Reuven and they bought it on three separate days? And certainly all understand that the Shibud is only for the third person that bought the field and it's only going to be on the other people if there's not enough money from that third property. The reason is the Cholchad Vachad Amalei Hinachdachad Makam Ligbis Menenu, as each one says that when I bought the field, there was still properties with Bnei Chayrin and therefore the Shibud did not go onto my field and only went onto the subsequent field, and that's what Shimon and Levi could taina to Yehuda, and therefore the Shibud is only on Yehuda's field, and the Shibud is not on Shimon and Levi's field that they bought, unless there's not enough money and there's not enough value in the field that Levi bought last. Therefore, the Gemara is Hainami a kol chad v'chad leimalei hanachdu l'chamakim livus menu. Even in a case where Shimon was the only buyer, so he should also say the entire reason that I bought these three fields on three separate days is in order to make sure that it would not be meshubit to you, and to make sure that I only meshubit to you from the last field, as I wanted to make sure I paid you from Zabarius, I didn't want to pay you from Idis and Beinus. And the Gemara answers, Hachar Mayiskinon, that in a Chinami, the Brisa is talking about a case, Kagan Shalokach Idis Bachreino, where the last field that Shimon bought was the Idis, and therefore, certainly, it's a Shimon's benefit to be considered a replacement for Reuven, and this way, he could tell the Baal Chayiv that you can't collect from Idis, and you have to collect from Beinus, and he could tell the Isha they could only collect from Zabarius. And the Gemara states, Vechainam Rav Sheshes, and so says Rav Sheshes, Kagan Shalokach Idis Bachreino, and the Gemara is, although potentially Shimon would want to go and pay this fashion, but Lemaisa, the Bachoiv, as well as the Isha, should have a taina to Shimon, the Lemaisa, you bought this field last, therefore your responsibility to us is to pay us from Idis, as that is the field that was the last Ben Chayrin that was at Reuven's Rishus, and now that you bought that, now the Shibud applies to the last field and applies to Idis. And the Gemara answers that this Gufa, the Chiddush of the Braisa, as Meshum the Amaluhu, because Shimon could tell the Malva as well as the Isha, that Isha Chisu Vishaklisu could deny Chisu, that if you'll be quiet and you'll take based on your din, and even though I bought Idis last, Malva should only collect from Beinus, and the Isha should only take from Zabaris, then all will be great and it won't be a problem. Shimon will tell them, V'loi, that if you don't listen to me and you don't do so, Madrana Shtar de Zabaris Lamari, then I will have a simple Eitzah, and I will give the property of Zabaris back to the owner and back to Reuven, and I'll give it to him as Matana, and if I do so, so at this point, Reuven will have Bnei Chayrin, and then you won't have any taina on me, and you won't be able to collect from me at all. And Vishaklisa Kulchum is Zabarius, and even the Malva would have to take from that Zabarius because that's Bnei Chayrin. And although this is actually not going to be such a major threat to the woman, because in any case she will get Zabarius, but the Maisa is definitely a threat to the Malva. And as Rashi says, they in the firm and Chasim Shabbatim, but Machu Sheish Bnei Chayrin, and once Shimon will give back this Sada to Reuven, then the Malva and the Isha would have to collect from the Bnei Chayrin, which is Zabarius. And the Gemara now is, Ihachi, that if this Svar is correct, that when Shimon bought all three Sadis from Reuven, then he could say such a taina. We continue on Daf Chesam and Beis, so Ben Zaki Nami name Hachi, so why can't Shimon also have the same taina when the Nizik comes to him and tries to collect from Idis, since he bought Idis last, and Shimon really could taina to the Nizik, that if you agree to take Beinus, then that is fine, and if you don't, then I will return the Zabarius to Reuven, and you'll have to take Zabarius, and then the Mazik will have Bnei Chayrin of Zabarius, and we know in the firm in Chasu B'Shabadim and Mokash Yesh Bnei Chayrin, Vafilo Hein Zabarius. And by the fact that the Brisa did not say that, and the Brisa tells us that the Nizik will collect from Shimon from the Idis, so L'chayrin, that can't be the case of the Brisa, and therefore the Gemara says, Al Hachar Ba'iskinam, Biyasmi, Delab Bnei Pirayinu, so must be talking about a case where Reuven already died, and therefore they're not Bnei Pirayin, and therefore Shimon does not have this title to the Nizik, and even if Shimon would give the Zabarius back to the Yisayimim, Maisa, the Yisayimim would not have to go and give that to the Nizik. And as Rashi states, the Metaltim L'Yasmin L'Balchayiv Loi Mishtabdi, we know the Metaltim in Yisayimim is not Meshubit to Balchayiv and not Meshubit to a Nizik either. And Af Mishamachlam Kaka, Havalu Kiyasmi Shekonu Kaka Lachem Misaviyim. And even if Shimon would now go and give this karka, which is Zibarius, to the Yisraimim, that would not be mevatel, the original purchase. And it's as if the Yisraimim actually bought karka after the father died, and certainly that karka would not be meshubit to a nizik. And if so, b'negei the case of Balchayiv, the same idea would apply. Shimon, who bought his fields, cannot make this claim to the Malva, as since Reuven already died, therefore even if Shimon would give the Nechasim and he would give the Zibarius back to the Yisraimim, the Malva could not collect that from the Yisraimim. And if so, since Shimon bought the Idis last, so L'chaira, the Malva should also be able to collect from the Idis. And as our Gemara continues, Vishibud delay Allah de Deriramya, and since Reuven Shibud is at this point not on the Yisraimim, but on Shimon, the Hilkach Lekalimimachi, therefore Shimon cannot assert this Taina, and L'chaira, the Malva should also be able to collect from the Idis. And the Gemara therefore answers that the reason why the Lekach does not have to give the Malva min Idis, and he could give him min Abenis, is El Mishum de Amal Hu, and it's because the Lekach could say to the Malva, "Time my Amr Rabbana in the firm and Chas Mishubadim Makash Yishbidikarin." That why was Rabbana Misakin that a Malva cannot collect from Mishubadim, and a buyer must first go to Bidikarin, is Mishum to Kanta Didi, is only in order to protect Lekach, as certainly it's unfair to Lekach that if he buys a property from a borrower and then the borrower owes money to someone else, that person will now go and take his property, although the borrower still has another property. And certainly, where Shimon bought one property from Reuven and Reuven still has other properties, then this takana, of course, makes sense. However, Shimon, who is the buyer of all the properties from Reuven, says that in our case, I know about in this scenario, of course, it's worse for me if we go with this takana, and since I bought the kaka, which was Idias last, therefore you'll be able to collect Idias. But if we don't go with the takana, and even though at the time that I bought the kaka, which was Bainus from Reuven, there was still Bnei Chayrin and there was still Idias by Reuven, I still don't want to go with that takana, and I want you to collect Min HaBainus. And the Gemara continues, how do we know that someone could say, that since the Rabbanah made a takana for my benefit, then I could say that I'm not Nicha with the takana? Could Rava, just like Rava taught us in Maseches Ksubas, Benegei the Mizoinus of a woman, Dam Rava, as Rava taught us, if someone says that I don't want to accept a specific benefit that was created for me by the Chachamim, then he could do so. And the Gemara asks, Maika Gainzu, what is Rava referring to? Could Rav Huna, like Rav Huna taught us, Dam Rav Huna, Yechayla Ish Shtaimel Baila, Ina Nizainus, Ina Isa, that Rav Huna holds, and for example, if there's a woman that makes more money and her salary is more than what her husband pays for her panasa and for her mizainus, then she could say to her husband that the whole reason why Rabbanu Misakin, that I receive mizainus from you, is only because generally a woman doesn't make enough money to support themselves, and Rabbanu made a takana that would benefit a woman, that this way she knows that she's receiving support from her husband and she'll have enough mizainus. Since they were Misakin, that her husband has to support his wife, therefore Rabbanu also Misakin, and at least as partial reimbursement to the husband, any money that a woman makes from her work product will go to her husband. However, in this case, since she says that I make enough money to support myself and therefore I don't want your mizainis, then of course a woman could do that because l'maisa, the ikatakana was made for her benefit. And similarly in our Gemara, the lekeh could say to the malva that the whole reason why the chacham made a takana of ein firm and chasam b'shubadu makshish b'nei chayin is only for my benefit, and I'm not happy with this benefit, as l'maisa in this case it'll come out a detriment. And the Gemara continues, and in a case which is similar to the case that we already had, where Reuven owed money to a nizik as well as to a malva as well as to his wife for a ksuba, and then Reuven had three fields and he sold all three fields to Shimon, and Shimon bought Idias, Bainus, and Zibarius, and now the Gemara starts Pshita, that would be Pashit, the Mach Lekech Bainus v'Zibarius. If Shimon now sells the fields and he only sells the fields that were Bainus and Zibarius, Vishaya Idias Lefanav, and he kept the field that's Idias, Leis to Kulu V'Ligbim Idias, then all of them could come and collect from Idias, the Hachreinahi, because Lemaisa, this is the last one that he has. And certainly in this case, even the Malva as well as the wife could come to Shimon and say that we want to collect from the Indias. As Rashi says, and all the Shibud goes on to the field that's Indias, Ubainus Halesli Hashta, and Lemaisa, since at this point Shimon no longer has the field that's Bainus, and certainly Shimon can't tell the Malva they should collect from Bainus since he doesn't have the Bainus at this point. And as the Gemara says, Ubainus and Zibarius Lasneo Gabe, since at this point he doesn't have the Bainus and Zibarius, and therefore he can't tell the Malva or the woman, the Matzal Memel, who governed Bainus Zibarius, Lenichel B'Tekat Rabbanon, has thought that he wouldn't have that Taino, since he doesn't have the Bainus of Zibarius at this point to give them. And although this previous case was Pashut, however, the Gemara states, Avon Mocher Idias, let's say Shimon went and sold his Idias to Levi, Bishaya Bainus Zibarius, and he kept the fields with Bainus and Zibarius, my, what would be the din in this case? And Rashi explains, Mi Azli Kulu Basla Kech Beis, Shariyu Lokach Shibudayo, do we say that the Malva as well as the Isha have to go to Levi to collect? Because Lemaisa, when Levi Levi bought this field, which was Idis, that's where the Ikashibur was. And the only reason why at any point Shimon was able to taina that you can't take from Idis is because he said that I'm not Nicha B'Takanta or Drabonon. However, at this point, we of course would be better off for Shimon to actually have the Takana Rabbanon. And this way, Shimon could tell Levi that Lemaisa, I bought this Idis field last, and therefore the Ikashibur was on the field of Idis, and now that you bought it for me, so now the Malva as well as the Isha should be able to collect from you and collect from Idis, and they should not be able to come to me and collect from Benis or Zibiris, who was at the point I bought the Zibiris and the Benis from Ruvain. There was still Idis by Ruvain, and therefore the Shibud was only Chal on the Idis, and now that I sold you the Idis, so now the Shibud is on your property and not on my properties. And the Gemara tells us, Sava Bai Lamema, Sabai had a Havmina, the Asakulu government Idis, and certainly the Nizik will be Gaiva from Levi and take from Idis. Even the Malva as well as the wife would have to collect from Levi, and they would be Gaiva from Idis. But Amalei Rava responded to Abaya, Ma Mach Rishon Sheni calls Chushatav Liyadai. And Shimon sold this field of Idis to Levi. He was really selling him every schus that he had in that field. And since when Shimon had that field, then he would be able to say Leinich Levi Takanta, and therefore the Sheba was not necessarily Kal on the Idis. Therefore, Levi should also have the same Taino, and he was able to tell Shimon that since if the Malva or the woman would come to you to collect, you would tell the Malva that he has to collect from Benis, and you would tell the woman that she has to collect from Zibaris as Leinich Levi Takanta the Rabbanon. And therefore, I still have that schus. And when the Malva comes to me, and when the woman comes to me, I will send them to you, and you will still be responsible to pay them the Benis and Zibaris. And as the Gemara continues, Vekivin the Ilu also Gabi Lekech Rishon Matzi Agulim Benis and Zibaris. And Levi will say to Shimon that since if the Malva or the Isha would come to you, then you'll be able to tell them that they should only collect from Benis and Zibaris. And even though at the time that he bought the Benis and Zibaris, they were Idis by Ruvain, and therefore, since as we said before, the Ein Firm and Chasm Shubadim calls Manda Ekabede Chayin, and therefore the Shibud was really Chal and Idis, but Matze Omele Leinichel B'Hatekanta, and since you, Shimon, could have tied it to the Malva as well as to the woman, the Leinichel B'Takanta Rabbanon, and therefore you were able to push them and tell them that they have to take from Benis and Zibaris, and therefore the Kech Shein Ami, also Shimon has the same Taina, and Matze Omele, he could say to the Malva as well as to Isha, Gavi Benis V'Zibaris, that you have to take from Benis and Zibaris, and you have to take from Shimon, and the reason is the Chizavon Lekech Sheni, as when Levi bought this field of Idias from Shimon, Adaita the Chol Zchusa, the Havel Elvishim Begavozavin, he bought it with the same Zchusim that Shimon had in the Sada, and since Shimon could have pushed him off to Benis and to Zibaris, therefore Levi could do so as well. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Rava states that if Reuven borrowed money from a Malva, then Reuven Shemacha Kol Sadeis L'Shimon, Reuven went and sold all of his Sadeis to Shimon, V'holach Shimon Mach Sada Achse Levi, and then Shimon went and sold one field, which was Benis to Levi. And as Rashi says, at this point, Shimon only has Zibaris. So at this point, Shimon has a field that's Zibaris, and Levi has a field that's Benis. And Uba Balchayv de Reuven, and then the Balchayv of Reuven comes to collect on his debt from Reuven. Reuven doesn't have money, so now he wants to go and collect from the Shibud and from the Kaka. And the din is Ratzim Zegaiva, Ratzim Zegaiva. At this point, the Malva could decide that he wants to collect from Levi and he could take Benis, or he could even go to Shimon and collect Zibaris. And as Rashi says, the Amalei, because the Malva says to Shimon, At Baltvarim Didiat, the Shaklis Kul in the Chassid Ruvain, since he bought all of the Sadis of Ruvain, therefore I have a right to come and collect from you. And the Gemara explains, Malaya Marin, the only time we said this din, El the Zavin Benis, is only where Levi bought Benis from Shimon, Ava Zavin Idis Viziburis Loi, but if Levi bought Idis and Zibaris, then you would not be able to say this Taina, the Amalei, Lahachi Daik Vizavni Idis Viziburis, as Levi has a Taina to the Malva, that this is the reason why I specifically bought only Idis and Zibaris from Shimon, and I did not buy the Benis, because Arad Lechazlach, I knew that this land that did not have any Shibud on it, and I left the Beinus by Shimon because I knew that there was a Choyv, and therefore when you're going to come and collect, you'll go and collect the Beinus. Vafilu Zavim Beinus Nami Lo Yamarin, and the Gemara now qualifies it once again and says that even if Levi bought the Sada that was Beinus, we only said that Al Dleshaya Beinus to Kavase is only if he didn't leave by Shimon a field that was Beinus, which would be able to satisfy the Choyv. Tlei Matze Amalei Hanach L'cha Makam L'gabi Shimon, and since Levi bore all of the Beinus, therefore he can't tell the Malva I left the Beinus by Shimon, and you could go collect from Shimon. However, Avoshaya Benis the Kavase Gabi Shimon. However, if Levi bought the Benis from Shimon, but he left enough Benis by Shimon that he would be able to satisfy the Chayv of the Malva, then the Malva can't go and collect from Levi, and he must go directly to Shimon, the Matzi Amalei, because Levi could say to the Malva, the whole reason why I only bought part of the Benis, I didn't buy all of the Benis of Shimon, is because I wanted to make sure that you had enough assets that you could collect your Chayv from, and therefore you can't come and collect from me. the only one that you could go collect from is only from Shimon, and we will stop over here.